Feature 1, Nighthawks. Opening. Yusef Pittman is in sight. He has company, two women, awaiting your instructions. Parker, using his assigned M15 enhanced battle rifle, had been watching his target's apartment from an adjacent hotel room for the last 2 hours. He was one of four Nighthawks planted in four separate locations waiting for Yusef Pittman to return. Pittman was a terrorist sympathizer who used his oil money to finance terrorist attacks. The most recent terrorist attack financed by Yusef Pittman killed 84 civilians, injuring 30 more, 15 severely. What happened? A Jeep carrying four suicide bombers and an IED in the trunk drove head-on into the front entrance of a Vancouver mall. Hold. A calm, almost monotone female voice replied. Copy. Parker said as he watched Yusef Pittman's companions begin to disrobe at the foot of a long silk-sheeted bed. He was thankful for the all-glass walls as it meant a clear shot on the target. Having to wait for a target to move in sight within a house proved irksome. One companion was short with a slim build, with pearl-white skin, green eyes, and red hair. The other was tall with a slim build, olive skin, brown eyes, and long brown hair that curled at the shoulders. Identify the preferred female and dart her, the calm, almost monotone voice said. She could provide useful information. Erase the remaining female. They're barely out of their 20s, Parker argued. Keeping the unusable female alive will result in her kidnap and torture by Yusef Pittman's terrorist friends. Then her death. Killing her will be humane, understood? Parker sighed, knowing his overseer had a point. At least the surviving female will be put into Nighthawk protective custody. Copy that, he said. Parker watched as the redhead began to perform oral sex on Yusef Pittman while the brunette watched on, pleasuring herself. He watched and waited, hoping for a hint at who was more important to Yusef Pittman. Fortunately, the hint came after a minute, maybe two, when Yusef Pittman gave the brunette a tap on the shoulder and pointed towards the kitchen. He said a few words to her and gave her another tap on the shoulder. Though looking offended, the brunette slid from the bed and walked naked into the kitchen. Parker flicked the prime set switch on the right side of his magazine clip. Four red lights running up the middle of the clip switched on. In the center of each light, the words tranquilizer, armor piercing, tracer round, and standard ammunition were highlighted. Parker tapped standard ammunition, it turned green, and took aim on the brunette. He fired. The right side of the brunette's head exploded, splattering blood and bone across the hall wall. Parker quickly moved his aim onto the redhead, switching his rifle to tranquilizer, it glowed green, and he pulled the trigger. The redhead's head rocked back as she shot off her knees. She slammed against the wall and fell limp upon the bed. Yusef Pittman whipped around his hand, reaching for a weapon concealed under his pillow, but he was too late. The dart slammed into his forehead, knocking him backwards against the wall. He slumped sideways, falling atop the unconscious redhead.